State Senator Darren Soto issued a letter to DEP Secretary Herschel Vineyard Monday requesting a suspension of oil exploration permits that have been approved in the Everglades. The Kissimmee Democrats' letter states that such activity would, quote, represent a major change in policy without our approval, end quote. Vineyard responded in a letter Tuesday, saying that although Florida has more than 160 oil and gas wells in operation, no exploration or drilling permits are approved for the Everglades.
It seems that there's a bit of semantics going on as to exactly what the Everglades is.
That's Florida Current senior writer Bruce Ritchie.
DEP was only referring to the public lands that constitute the Everglades Protection Area and Everglades National Park. If you look at maps, you'll see wells in various locations in the counties down there with the words Everglades. So it's a broader scope of what the Everglades really is.
DEP maps indicate drilling sites in southwest Florida near the Corkscrew Swamp, Florida Panther Wildlife Refuge, and Picayune Strand, all of which are within the greater Everglades ecosystem. Also, DEP's website indicates 13 additional applications that were approved last year for drilling sites in Collier and Hendry counties. DEP officials would not comment further beyond their formal letter to Senator Soto. John Davis, WGCU News.